Ever wonder how television evangelists rake it in, but you sometimes can't get even a single prayer answered? Well, you're as righteous as anyone, but maybe God didn't hear you. The Almighty has a lot to do, and your prayer does compete with countless others. But don't lose faith. We have the answer, the prayer antenna. That's right, the prayer antenna. You see, when a television evangelist prays with his arms in the air, it's not just cheap theatrics. It actually improves the reception to the man upstairs, just like the rabbit ears on an old TV. The prayer antenna takes this even further. Its state-of-the-art nichrome alloy wire runs from your heart to your fingers. It's like broadcasting on a powerful transmitter. The boost is heavenly. Just listen to these testimonials.
The prayer antenna got me a new girlfriend in 2 days. It really works.
After just one use, I got paroled 6 months early.
In that Florida election fiasco, they're about to count the votes. Scary. One night with that prayer antenna, the Supreme Court put my ball in the White House.
Make sure God hears your prayer. Get the prayer antenna. It may be the best decision of your life.
Or afterlife.
Call now. The prayer antenna is only $19.95 plus $6.95 shipping and handling. Operators are standing by. Offer not valid for Jehovah's Witnesses or in New York State. Not for use in other religions. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Your results may vary. Call now.
All right, we're back in our third and final segment today on Radio Parallax. So another article I wanted to go to on the Bee, which I thought was very curious. July 6th, Sunday, last Sunday, Sacramento Bee. Presidents fare poorly after leading U.S. to war. Article by Ed Stockley from the Los Angeles Times. Call it the curse of the wartime president. Not a single U.S. president who has led the country into a major war has served another full term in the White House. That's an interesting statistic, and I hope that record, I hope that streak stays intact. It isn't just the LA Times writing interesting stuff, but the Bee's own Chris Bowman had a very fascinating little article on last Sunday's paper. The EPA has been pumping up its record. The Bee found that drug and terror cases mask a drop-off in pollution probes. Yes, the EPA under President Bush has overstated its success in fighting polluters by lumping counterterrorism and narcotics cases led by other agencies into its environmental enforcement record. In reports to Congress and the press, the EPA puffed up the number of criminal investigations it initiated, overreported the number of cases it referred to federal prosecutors, and padded the length of prison terms served for environmental crimes. Worth reading about. You may want to go online and see if you can find that interesting article by Chris Bowman. One thing that's been in the news quite a bit is this federal registry to stop telemarketing. This apparently looks like it may actually go through. I think when they started putting these out there, putting some trial balloons out, and were overwhelmed with the public's response, they knew that they had a hot political issue. Not the telemarketing industry is giving up easily. They're pouring tons of money to see if they can mitigate this. We shall see. You know, I did a commentary on telemarketing and how I thought you should deal with telemarketers sometime back on Capital Public Radio. I think we'll play that for you on next week's show. You may get a laugh out of it. And of course, after we aired that commentary, it seems that the nation sprung into action to do something about it. Coincidence? Unfortunately, I think so. Now, I'm wondering if you're like me, do you want your phone to work as a phone? That's what I have a cell phone for. I want to use it as a telephone. I don't want to take pictures with it. I don't want to send messages with it. I don't want to play games on it. I want to use it as a telephone. So, I don't know. They're obviously not marketing to me on this Siemens ad I saw in the Beast sometime back. It shows one of these instant messages that you can type in. The nice message that the phone owner is receiving says, "I'm breaking up with you." Now, isn't that the kind of thing you want to receive on a text message? And let's put my medical training to use here, at least one final story that among our news items today. I don't know what to make of this one when I saw this on the web last month. William Wrigley Jr., maker of Juicy Fruit, Big Red, and Double Mint Gums, is expanding its definition of doubling your pleasure, apparently. The Chicago Gum Company has been granted a U.S. government patent to develop a gum that contains a dose of the generic chemical in Viagra. Yeah, apparently Wrigley scored a patent that would allow them to put sildenafil citrate, the chemical name for Pfizer Corporation's Viagra, into gum. They're going to do this, I think, once it goes off patent, they'll be able to use the generic form of the drug, and by putting into gum, you avoid the number one side effect, or one of the main side effects of Viagra, which is an upset stomach. Now, a Wrigley spokesman admits that using a gum for erectile dysfunction has uncertain commercial potential, but Viagra's been a winner for Pfizer. Global sales topped $1.7 billion last year, and Pfizer boasts that 9 of the pills are dispensed every second. And of course, this prompts the old joke at this point of what is it that goes in hard and dry and comes out soft and moist? Why, chewing gum, of course. All right, joining Terminator in movie theaters this summer is one of the biggest hits, I think, of the year, The Hulk. Now, somewhat surprisingly on this program, we were able to actually obtain the star of this new cinematic blockbuster through the good graces of Hollywood publicist Eileen Proctor. Here with us now is the star of his own hit movie, Mr. The Incredible Hulk. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Please call me Incredible. Thanks for having me. And I'd like to clear the air, by the way. I'm not just a big, angry guy, you know. Those anger management classes have helped a great deal.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, it helps me keep a more even keel, that's all. And by the way, though I'm a fan of the Green Hornet, you should know, no relation. Same with the Green Lantern. I do love their work, though.
How about the Jolly Green Giant?
No relation. And there's a problem with all those guys. They're suing. Our lawyers are negotiating. But I ask you, who's going to confuse my image with a guy selling Mexicorn? Does that make sense?
I guess not. Can you...
Damn right it doesn't.
Can you tell us the plot of your new film?
Plot? What plot? It's action and serious special effects. Ever see an Armani shirt rip from expanding biceps and pecs?
Yeah, I think so, in the old show with Lou Ferrigno.
Ancient history. You've never seen fabric tear until you've seen this film. We have reset the bar when it comes to separating weave from warp. But really, the picture is not about shirt rippage. It's about transformation. It's universal.
Well, I guess we all do change and grow with time.
Of course. We grow up. From infancy to adulthood, we must constantly adapt in life.
It's just that most of us don't morph into giant, rampaging green humanoids.
Well, look, there's more to me than that. Anybody can just tear an ATM out of a wall. I'm much more versatile.
Is that so?
My fear is that I'll be typecast as a huge freak running amok. Where's the future in that? I'll be Johnny Weissmuller. No loincloth, no roll. And that guy who did The Flash, what have you heard from him lately?
Well, point well taken.
I want fans to know I can do more than lift up a Chrysler and tear up the bumper. I've done Broadway, you know.
Really?
Yes, really. I was Biff in Death of a Salesman. And Harold Hill in The Music Man.
You do musicals.
Hey, listen, when I bend a trombone in a pretzel while singing You Got Trouble right here in River City, well, let's just say it gets people's attention.
So I guess then your great strength can enhance what you might do in an acting role.
You betcha. Take Death of a Salesman. Willie Loman sends his sons to steal lumber from the construction site. Remember that?
Not exactly.
You don't remember? Well, I come back with a whole pallet above my head, and I throw it through the backdrop. It electrifies the crowd every time.
I imagine so.
Which usually flees to the exit screaming in fear. Well, sadly, this film doesn't afford me a chance to show how I can turn a phrase.
What would you say is your best line in this film?
Well, I guess I'd have to say, is my main line, pretty much.
Any talk of sequels?
I can't really comment on that at this juncture.
Well, what if we let you break a chair?
Really?
Sure.
Well, okay.
Yeah!
Ah, that felt good.
All right, we're talking sequels?
Well, we're considering The Incredible Mr. Hulk It with animated sequences. That's one possibility.
Okay.
And, of course, there's Hulk and Hulkier.
A comedy, I imagine.
And one possibility is to remake the classic How Green Was My Valley?
Well, I believe that that was the 1941 Oscar winner.
We will incorporate some elements not in the original. That I can tell you.
Well, the rural Welsh mining town in the original did lack a green marauding leviathan.
The original did, yes.
Well, thanks so much for your time, The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, my pleasure. And if you'll excuse me, I've got to go pump some iron now.
Well, now, don't get muscle-bound.
Oh, I always stretch, and I do a little yoga. Plus, I'm watching my diet, Doug. 22,000 calorie a day Atkins. I'm down to 480, and I feel just great.
Well, that's terrific. We hope you'll come again.
My pleasure. And if you could just plug my summer stage engagement, I'd be much obliged.
What is it?
I'll be appearing in Rhinoceros, you know, the Eugene Ionesco Theater of the Absurd. Looking forward to still more transformation in that one. Uh-huh. When I become the rhinoceros on stage, well, look out.
Well, we certainly will. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
That is it for this week's show. Well, we look forward to having Christina Borgeson join us next week to talk about her interesting book, Into the Buzzsaw. We're pleased to announce that the website, radioparallax.com, is now up. It's still a work in construction, but there's a lot of good information in there for you. You can contact us now at info@radioparallax.com. If you have any comments, questions, or threats for us... This is Radio Parallax. You've been listening to KDVS 90.3 FM. I'm Douglas Everett. This show is produced by Edward McMillan. We will see you next Thursday at 5. Stay tuned for Todd Europe. Hometown Atrocities is the name of the show, and it will bring you, as it always does, some interesting music. So stay tuned.